Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, it's Matt Leon, and once again this year on One-on-One, going to bring you previews for the local college football team. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Up first is Temple. The Owls, coming off a 3-9 2023 season, they were 1-7 in the American Athletic Conference, and the Owls with a big challenge to start 2024. Friday night, August 30th, Temple will visit nationally ranked Oklahoma. Caught up with Owls head coach Stan Drayton to get a feel for the 2024 Owls. So to start, Coach, I know you're into game week now, getting ready for the opener against Oklahoma. Let's look back at camp. Did you get the boxes checked you wanted to get checked as far as finding out what you had, who was ready to take a big step forward, stuff like that?
Yeah, it was a great opportunity for us to evaluate our depth. One thing I can say that there was a lot of intentional approach for our football team. The one thing that didn't waver was our effort and our attitude and our toughness. You know, we threw a lot at them in terms of playbook, and those guys did a good job of embracing the process of not only just, you know, fighting through the install, but also trying to figure out the style of play and how we go about our daily business from a cultural standpoint. So yes, we checked the boxes off. It was a great fall camp. It started all the way back in the winter, you know, acclimating a lot of new guys. And, you know, we had a really good spring season. And then all that transferred into a really good fall season where we got some answers from the new guys that acclimated themselves to the football team of what they can do and how they can be of value to this football team. So in that respect, yeah, absolutely, we checked the right boxes.
Talking about getting answers, what was your biggest question coming into camp? And did you get the answer that you wanted?
Yeah, you know, number one, you know, we're in this climate now where you're acclimating all these different personalities by way of the portal. And, you know, are we a close football team? You know, I think not to undermine system of offense, system of defense or anything like that, but it's about the Jimmys and the Joes, man. It's about the players and, you know, how fast can they pick up on your system? But most importantly, when it's time to execute, are they willing to do it for each other? And I think that that was the main thing for me with all the guys coming in at all different staggered times, whether they're here early in the winter or they're just getting here in the spring, or for some guys just getting here late summer. We've been able to identify their value to this football team, not only from a skill set standpoint, but the intangibles of, you know, buying into the culture and during the process and, you know, becoming good teammates. I think that was the thing that I was most impressed about, is how close and how fast we got close as a football team over that short period of time. And, you know, I think we got guys who genuinely care for one another. And, you know, we talk in terms of winning ball games. We know that deep down there's going to be something internally that we're going to have to buy into in order for us to have success on the football field. And I think that our players took that hook and sinker.
Who gets the call at quarterback to start things off?
You know, I'm going to make that a game day decision. Here's the deal. You know, there's we know of the top three guys, all right? And all of them are doing well, sharpening each other's tools, right? And there's great relationships and respect that they have for one another in that room. But I just see our guys as getting better every single day because of the competition, the atmosphere that's created by way of competition. And so I'll wait to game day to answer that question. You'll see the right guy roll out on that football field. Whoever is the starter is not from the other guys just getting beat out. I mean, there was really some good, healthy competition and a really good environment where they all made each other better, man. They all got better from each other. So we'll figure that out game day for sure.
Any pleasant surprises in camp? Maybe a group that came along further than you thought, or a class that maybe developed quicker, or somebody that, you know, just really opened your eyes that maybe if I talked to you 3 months ago, wasn't in your picture, but kind of forced their way into it?
Yeah, you know, I think our receiver core has really improved. You know, credit to our coaching staff going out and getting the right guys. We know we had to get some size. I think we were getting a little small in that position. I think we needed some speed where, you know, guys can catch and run with the football. You know, guys that had a good IQ about understanding the system and being able to take the system from a meeting room setting and cut it loose in a game setting, which was practice for us, obviously. But no, I think that was one group that under Coach Carrier's watch has improved tremendously. There's some depth at that position. There's some young depth that is finding themselves to be valuable in our thought process as we continue to game plan this year. You know, so that's one position group that I think for sure has made some major improvements.
We need to take a break. We will have more with Temple head football coach Stan Drayton in just a moment. But right now, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Discover for yourself what truly makes these hybrids special. Redefine your driving experience with Honda, KBB.com's best value brand of 2023. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. And now let's get back to this college football preview, a look at the Temple Owls and my conversation with Temple head coach Stan Drayton. What do you feel are the strengths? Like, what groups, if things are going to go your way this year, you know, what are the groups that really will have to have the potential to perform like they need to perform for you guys to win?
You know, it's always going to be the O-line and the D-line. You know, that's where ball starts, right? And if our O-line, which with the depth that we've been able to bring in here and develop with the current players that are already on our football team, you know, we're putting out a much more intentional group with our offensive line. Obviously, dealing with the injuries we dealt with in the past, we had to practice a certain way. Now with depth, we can actually really develop an offensive lineman the way he needs to be developed, you know, and it's been very, very physical between O-line and D-line play all off season long. We've been able to acclimate some guys on our defensive line that are going to provide some pass rush capabilities for us, both on the outside and interiorly. I think that is a luxury that we have not had around here in the past. And again, to add the depth to that, right? You know, we were able to maybe put one or two guys that were, you know, that we can count on. Now, I think there's a group of maybe, you know, 6 to 8 guys that we will trust in a game situation. That alone right there has made us better, and they're going to have to play really good football for us to have the type of success that we're looking to obtain this year.
Looking ahead to Friday night, big challenge to start things off. You'll get a good gauge of where you guys are against Oklahoma. Keys to success in this one: obviously, play hard, don't want to turn the football over. But are there certain things that in this matchup you guys really need to do if you're going to get a victory?
Yeah, I think defensively, we have got to be disciplined with our eyes. Oklahoma's going to play a fast style of play with their tempo offense. They're going to be very creative with their formations and their shifts and things of that sort to run the similar type of play. You may see the same play ran 5 different ways from a formation standpoint. And if our eyes, you know, are not in the right place, that's not going to be a good result to the play. Okay. So I think our defense has to be very intentional about being disciplined and eliminating any eye violations on what they see. And if we're disciplined with our eyes, they'll be able to cut it loose. But we're going to have to tackle some really good, talented athletes coming out of that running back room, that tight end room, that receivers room. We've got to be able to tackle those guys in space and to the best of our ability, try to create some negative plays on defense. Offensively, you know, we've got to manage the football, you know, protect the ball. I know that's not something that is always said, but it's, listen, you stand no chance against an opponent like Oklahoma if you're turning the ball over. Okay. And that's going to be a critical point for us. Our quarterback is going to have to manage the game. He's going to have to be situationally aware. Okay. He just needs to manage the offense and trust the surrounding cast. And, you know, ultimately our offensive line has got to put him in a position where he is comfortable and he's trusting what's going on up front so that he can be the quarterback that he needs to be for us on offense. And to the best of our ability, we need to establish the run, all right, in this game for us to have the success that we're trying to have.
That will do it for this college football preview, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Many thanks to Temple head coach Stan Drayton for taking the time to chat. The Owls season opener against Oklahoma Friday night. It is a 7 o'clock kickoff down in Norman. We will have more college football previews throughout the next week. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.